The Irish Coast Guard operates four bases across Ireland in Sligo, Shannon, Waterford and Dublin. In August 2023, Bristow Helicopters won a tendering competition to run Ireland's Airborne Rescue Service, taking over from CHC Ireland. Stations are due to transition into their new contracts over the coming months, with Shannon now partially operating under the new system. However, the Department of Transport has now confirmed that the Sligo base, due to transition from CHC Ireland to Bristow last week, has had its start date postponed until the end of April. It's after safety concerns were raised by the former head of the Coast Guard, Chris Reynolds, about the timing of the transition between the two contractors. Our reporter, Ethna Dodd, has been explaining more.
Well, as you outlined there, Maggie, Mr. Reynolds has said he has safety concerns because he believes the amount of time they've been given to train on the new system is too short. What he's talking about there is that the contract to supply the Coast Guard with its helicopters was changed in a tendering process from CHC Ireland to a new provider called Bristow. So that new contractor, Bristow, is on a 30th of June deadline to supply helicopters to all four search and rescue bases. But training on a new system takes time, as Mr. Reynolds explained to me here.
You can change your contractor, you can change your aircraft, or you can change your crew. And what they're doing now is they're changing all three at the one time, and they haven't given themselves enough time. And if you don't give yourself enough time, you have to rush transition. And rushing transition, we've seen in other places in the world, leads to accidents. And we're already seeing creeping accidents come into the Bristow service, even though it's only a few weeks old now. You're still seeing accidents happening, which makes me think that a bigger accident is only around the corner.
Chris Reynolds says that they are changing crews there. It's important to say that some new crews are being hired, but that existing crews are also being re-engaged.
So is Chris Reynolds, Ethna, talking about accidents to crew members there?
Yes, accidents in training on the new system. In a statement to Morning Ireland, Bristow said that the training and operating in dynamic environments means that minor injuries can and do occur. They said there have been a couple of minor injuries reported during training, and these have been managed in accordance with our globally recognised safety procedures.
And so why is Chris Reynolds so worried?
Mr. Reynolds says that the pilots and winch people are specially trained staff, and it's dangerous if they don't have sufficient time to train.
Taking off is optional, landing is compulsory. So you have to know what you're doing, and you have to be prepared to put yourself in harm's way. It is a very hostile environment, the west coast of Ireland in winter, nighttime. It's very hostile, and you have to really be at the top of your game.
So, Ethna, how much time have the crews been given to train, and how much time does he say he needs?
So, when Chris Reynolds was the head of the Coast Guard, he says that for each of the four bases, they had 3 months each to train on a new system before they transitioned to it. That's 12 months in total, and even then, it was extended. Now, that was easier to do in that case because the operator, CHC, remained the same.
This time they're trying to do change crew, change helicopter, change contractor, change hangars, change everything in a 6 month time, 6 to 7 months time. You can't do it. It's not possible. It was never possible.
And Ethna, are all the bases running at full capacity?
Right now, the Shannon base, which was the first one to transition to the new contractor on the 8th of December, it's only operating a 12-hour day service, not the full 24-hour service. If this also happens on the Sligo base, due to a lack of fatigue management system for the crews, it's possible we'll be looking at a 50% reduction in the service provided by the Coast Guard to the west coast of Ireland.
So is there a solution to this?
Simply put, the solution is more time for training and familiarity with the new system, according to Mr. Reynolds. However, the problem with that is that the helicopters the Coast Guard are currently using are due to be taken back by the contractor, CHC, on the 1st of July.
And you contacted the Department of Transport, Ethna, the body in charge of the Irish Coast Guard. What have they said?
That's right. The Department of Transport have now said the date of transition on the Sligo base, which was meant to be last Friday, the 14th of February, has now been postponed until the end of April. In terms of the Shannon base, it said that it anticipates the 24/7 operations will be established in Shannon by the end of this month. Bristow, the new helicopter contractor, is currently operating out of temporary facilities in Shannon, and a permanent base there is now under renovation. I asked the department specifically about the possibility of the West Coast being without a 24/7 service. They responded that between the two contractors, quote, there is sufficient capacity, expertise and resources to maintain safe SAR operations on a 24/7 basis across the Irish search and rescue region. The final date for all four search and rescue bases to transition to the new system remains the 30th of June. However, the department said that it will not allow risks to be taken in a rush to meet contractual deadlines.
Well, I was speaking there to our reporter, Ethna Dodd. It's coming up to 12 minutes to 8.